Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Polokwane 21, Rustenburg 22 degrees.
Slow moving traffic through the Crown again today, and other than that, we have no major problems.
The National Assembly has welcomed the country's third biggest political party into its hallowed halls, with all 58 MK party members being sworn in. The Jacob Zuma-led party boycotted the first sitting in protest against what it claims to be vote rigging during the recent general elections. High-profile MK members sworn in today include former Western Cape Judge President John Hlophe. Anastasi Mokgobo has more.
Hlophe became the first judge in South Africa's democratic history to be impeached earlier this year when he was found guilty of gross misconduct. He was removed from the bench after a judicial tribunal found that Hlophe attempted to sway two constitutional court judges into siding with former President Jacob Zuma in his arms deal corruption case. In a stunning comeback, he will now sit alongside the very people who voted to impeach him. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
The ANC has meanwhile confirmed that former Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Zizi Kodwa, who's been accused of corruption, will return to Parliament. He was also sworn in as a Member of Parliament today. This despite calls for him to give up his role as an MP to focus on his corruption case. Bold One South Africa has this morning written to President Cyril Ramaphosa requesting that he urgently establish a national convention composed of all 18 parliamentary parties. The aim of the convention is to decide, and among others, the purpose, agenda and scope of a new government of national unity. Yes, BOSA spokesperson Roger Solomon.
That plan needs to be able to take elements that are coming even from the National Development Plan and ultimately the inputs of South Africans so that the government that is established can execute that particular plan with the right individual serving in cabinet for that plan, or alternatively, that parliament hold its oversight role to be able to ensure that that plan is held to.
South Africa lost 67,000 jobs in the formal non-agricultural sector in the first quarter of this year, according to the quarterly employment statistics survey released by Stats SA. Total employment in the sector dropped to 10.7 million. Yes, Stats SA's Matlapane Masupie.
Total employment decreased by 74,000 year on year between March 2023 and March 2024. Full-time employment decreased by 29,000 quarter-on-quarter from 9,513,000 in December 2023 to 9,484,000 in March 2024. This was largely due to decreases in the following industries: trade, 35,000, community services, 13,000, and mining, 3,000.
And concerns have been raised as the Department of Basic Education reports a 1.4% increase in children aged between 7 and 15 not attending school in 2022. The Western Cape and Northern Cape show the highest percentages of non-attendance, while Limpopo recorded the lowest percentage. The report states that coloured learners are the most likely to have dropped out of school. I'm Chanel September, net weet nie, hoef nie sê eer, 58 lede van die MK-party, en sluitend die voormalige regter John Hlophe, is vandag as lede van die parlement ingesweer.
Interesting times, yeah. Meanwhile, I've got to tell you, Chanel, a friend of mine has just come back from, of all places, Rwanda. He had a jaw up there. He says it's absolutely beautiful. He said the politics are a little bit weird, but there's a country that's on the up and up. He was taken by a local guide in, because, you know, it's so forested up there. It's absolutely beautiful. And he was walking through the forest area with the guy, his guide, and he saw a lizard on his hind legs. Looked like he was telling jokes. And he said, yo, that lizard's really funny. The tribesman said, no, that's not a lizard. That's a stand-up chameleon. What? Is this dad joke, Dinsdag? Rara?
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM. Oh, she's sweet, but aside.